We'll use the image that was used yesterday for the entry practice. The entry practice is on the second step of the practice of living awareness, which is tip of the nose. And as I said yesterday to the entry practitioners, the settling, which includes a smile, a long, slow, deep breath, and then the minute or minute and a half of settling, that is actually going to mature into shamatha, peaceful abiding. And of course, as you know from practicing meditation, that shamatha, tranquil or peaceful abiding, is the foundation. It is the ground upon which all maturing states and levels of meditation rely. And tip of the nose is actually the foundational factors and emphases that will mature into vipassana. Vipassana meaning clear perception or penetrating insight. It means both things. Each of those two phrases, though, clear perception or penetrating insight, give us a different angle on what is actually being highlighted or referred to. And I want to take this, that is to say, tip of the nose, into our intermediate practice, because we are, of course, trying to effect the maturing of the entry practice. So then, let's just take a moment and consider, well, what are the various things that have been brought forward through the teachings on the tip of the nose over the years that you've been part of the practice? So there's the idea of the vast and the small, and that the tip of the nose represents interface between the vast, however you want to consider that, meditate upon that, participate in that, whatever the vast is, and the breath is the excellent example, that this breath comes from the wholeness of the world, has been around the world, and comes into the small. The tip of the nose and us, an individual, is small compared to the vastness of the source of the breath. So vast and small. And with vast and small leads us directly to all that is universal and all that is individual. So all of that, and that of course is years upon years of contemplation and experience. That is worth our effort, right? Worth our time. And all through the day, what it leads to is perspective and relativity. That in fact, the tip of the nose being now related to the eyes, the Ajna center, to the view, and because of vast and small, the relationship of vast and small, then the tip of the nose and what it symbolizes, it symbolizes relativity, that everything has context, that everything is within a frame of reference, and that the frame of reference is within a greater frame of reference, which is within a greater frame of reference. So this then gives us relativity, perspective, and the fact of the holographic, fractal nature of everything, and that's what's at the core of vipassana. That vipassana, through pure or clear perception, perceives, always holds within the rubric of perception itself, that whatever is currently being experienced, i.e. perceived, sensed or known, has a heck of a lot more to it than whatever we would say about it or think we know. So this is, of course, then leads to the second aspect already talked about, the understanding that everything is relative, that everything then is relational. If we look at this image on our screen, we have the beautiful relation of the vastness of the sky and the sunlight pouring through it and the calendula leaves and a blossom. So if we were to use it as an object of meditation, we could use it in a wide variety of ways. But we can use it for one third level that I want to highlight before we meditate. And that is between. And that's why I chose this image. When we realize that interface is itself a between state, it is a bardo, it is a between. When we realize that all experiences are relative, all perceptions, all sensations, all ideations, all formulations of ideas, those who are Buddhists are hearing the skandhas, are hearing that, the aggregates, that even the consciousness that we apply to it or that arises from these sensations, perceptions, and formulations, that too is a between state. It is relative. It is between. It is between a bigger state and a smaller state, a bigger understanding and a smaller contracted understanding, or personalized, if you will, understanding. So tip of the nose, as with every step of the practice of living awareness, is amazing. And the practice of living awareness will work. It will bring a very matured state of personal awareness, living awareness, if one works the practice. So the practice works if one works it. So let's meditate. We smile. We take a long, slow, deep breath. And we settle. Breathing in and breathing out. Sitting up well, feel the tip of the nose and feel breath coming in from all that is
into all you are in this incarnation. I'm breathing out from all you are in this incarnation, breathing back out to all it is. And if anyone is not here now, present to breath, it's coming and going. Please notice that. Come back to the breath. Later on today, wonder to yourself, try to sort that out. Why is being present? Why is that sometimes difficult, but not right now? Just smile, breathe, be present, breathing in and breathing out, but from the vastness into the vastness of you, from your vastness and the whole incarnated nature, back out to all that is. Now, many of you have been with us for a long time and you remember the mantra, I am soul breathing. Now be that. So that means to expand into more of our full nature, to maybe experience the soul in its height and its glory, however you might do that. For many people, that's up, vertical. It might be the heart that leads you there. But we expand in any case, and then take a moment and just be that. Be the soul. radiant, amazing. We have the words of the Master, more radiant than the sun, purer than the snow, subtler than the ether. That's the self, that's the soul. And then as we breathe in from the vastness, it is the vastness of our presence, of soul. It is the vastness of which soul participates. I am soul breathing. And so let this breathing be inspiration, infusion. Let the fullness of your higher nature, at least as full as the soul, pour in with every breath. It is a kiss, it is a grace, a blessing. It is our reason for being. It is our immediate source. And as we breathe back, breathe out. It is an offering. So every breath is a receiving of the grace and the infusion of our higher nature. Just keep it at soul. Don't go higher than that necessarily. And every breath out is an offering, is a dedication, is a giving back. And thereby is a purification. So then our existence is an interface. Our existence is a constant play of the vast and the small, a constant opportunity for perspective, relativity, for awareness of such. Our incarnation and every breath is an opportunity to understand the fractal nature of existence. We are souls breathing, and souls have a source. They're born from the triad. They are Buddhic nature, infused then by the power and presence of Atmic nature. And that triad is born of the monad. And we can say that differently, that monad is Buddha nature, triad is Christ consciousness or Christ nature, pouring into and through a perfectly designed instrument and expression. Every breath. Every breath, the vastness of what we are. Every breath, the vastness of its potency and potential. Every breath. Every moment of our incarnated life is a complex rubric, a complex confluence of so many energetics, so many previous causes, so many potencies. Again, coming into relation. It is an interface, every breath. And the tip of the nose reminds us of all of this so that we might perceive more clearly, so that we might penetrate and gain insight into anything, and mostly, firstly, into our self-made reality. So we smile and breathe, we sit up well, and we breathe. I am soul breathing. With all that that means, I am soul breathing. With all that that means, all that it could possibly mean, we meditate, breathing, for the next number of minutes, breathing in and breathing out. We take a long, slow, deep breath and feel our smile. The tip of the nose, the interface of vast and small, of the self-reality, the small, and all that is real, the vast. A meditation practice works if we work it on and off the cushion. May we all be empowered. Love you all. Create your day.